length and number of batteries, we might reach 75 amps, you know, for maybe a 34 footer with 2 or 4 6-volt batteries, we might get up in the 75 amp range. And that's kind of how I recommend it. So there's no perfect formula, but you gotta have something, and you, at some point, you just have to make a decision.
With it in mind that when you do this, you might have to upgrade your wiring between the converter and the battery, depending on the size
that's
you get.
That could be the case. And if I can get that information from the customer, I would recommend that. And I have to a lot of Airstream people before, you know, make sure if you're going to use a 60-amp unit that you've got at least 8, preferably 6-gauge wire to the battery so that can handle that current. And then the length of run matters too, with the voltage drop and everything associated with that. So the closer you are to the batteries, the better. If you're pulling new wires, like a lot of people are that are, you know, remodeling vintage Airstreams, if you're going to pull new wire, you might as well pull big. Then you don't have to worry about, you know, the size of the converter that you're going to choose.
Now, a lot of our listeners might be replacing, you know, in their vintage trailer, they might be replacing an old, what Airstream used to call a Univolt charger. And a lot of them actually had the fuse box, the fuse panel, built right into the Univolt itself. So what would you recommend if they go with a multi-state, you know, new smart charger? What would you recommend they would do for their fuse distribution?
Well, that's a very common question that I get, and I always ask, or I try to remember to always ask if it's a Univolt from, 15 to 40 years ago, whether or not it had an integrated fuse board. And if it did, I know that there's a couple of options. Some people will salvage that fuse board and then just install a deck mount converter on the floor and fabricate a way to mount that next to it and use it and maintain it. And then the other option is to buy a separate standalone fuse board. We call the FB9. It's our most popular, that you would mount next to your new converter, and you would transfer the wires from that old fuse board that was integrated to the Univolt to that fuse board, that FB9, and just kind of clean it up, start from scratch, if you will, and not salvage the old unit. Another benefit to that is you can use the newer automotive ATC style blade fuses that are easy to find and easy to replace should you blow one, and it makes for a cleaner installation. So what I always ask is your fuse board integrated to your Univolt, or is it on the wall? If it's on the wall, it's up to you. You don't necessarily need to replace it. If it's integrated, you need to get a separate DC fuse board or split that case open and salvage that old fuse board. But then you're still going to be stuck with those old glass-style fuses, and they may or may not be corroded. So, I mean, each situation is different.
Yeah. I remember on my 71, I did salvage it. I took it off and put it in a box because on my 71 Safari, if I remember this right, Colin, there was like a small current sensor built onto that fuse block that drove a meter up in the panel up front. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I was able to reuse it. But I would recommend a new fuse panel and the newer ATC. Much easier to deal with. Isn't that what you guys do probably, Colin?
Yeah, that's all new blade fuses in there. Simple, straightforward, you know, auto parts available type stuff.
So you have a number of different brands, Randy, of converters. What makes someone choose one over the other?
Oh, goodness. That's a loaded question right there. What's the flavor of the month? Is that kind of honestly, anymore it never really has mattered, but I listen to a lot of feedback from my customers, and when a new product comes out, I test it, you know, with what limited, you know, equipment that I have. You know, I have a warehouse and I have a test set and I've got an RV and I've got, you know, ways to test them and see what they do. But I can't take every converter that we carry and go out and boondock with them for a week. I just, you know, that's just not feasible. So I have to do some generalization and, you know, come up with what, you know, is the best for their situation. And with so many brands, well, there's not really that many brands, but with the brands that there are, I try to tailor it and